leader.
Order, order.
The government on the back foot in the House for the second week in a row. Last week it was the Deputy Auditor General's report on the Sky City Casino Pokies for Convention Centre deal. This week it was another Officer of Parliament, the Ombudsman, who provided the opposition with their ammunition in the form of emails suppressed for more than 2 years by the government, revealing what really lay behind the fuss over the production of The Hobbit. Discrepancies between the emails and statements made at the time by the then Minister of Economic Development, Gerry Brownlee, were put to his benchmate and current Minister, Stephen Joyce, by Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Does he stand by the statement by the Minister of Economic Development in this House on October 28, 2010, when he said there had been no request or pressure from Warner Brothers to change our law?
Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, yes. My understanding is at that stage that was the situation.
Mr Norman referred the Minister to one of the emails released on Tuesday under orders from the Ombudsman.
How can the statement by the Minister of Economic Development on October 28, 2010, that there had been no request or pressure from Warner Brothers to change our law, be true, when we have the email correspondence from Warner Brothers stating their deep concerns with New Zealand's employment law?
Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, well, I haven't seen the original quote the member is referring to.
So the Greens co-leader tried this approach.
Will the Minister for Economic Development be correcting his clearly misleading statement that he made in this House during the Hobbit law debate that there had been no pressure from Warner Brothers to change our labour laws?
Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, I need to point out to the member I wasn't the Minister for Economic Development at the time.
Try as he might, Russell Norman could not make Stephen Joyce admit that his predecessor had misled Parliament, and the Speaker, David Carter, finally called a halt.
The difficulty I have here is the question has now been asked three times. It is not for me to satisfactorily design any answer to the satisfaction of the member asking the question. It is now for the House and the public to judge that answer itself.
And interjections from Social Development Minister Paula Bennett attracted this response from Labor's new health spokeswoman, Annette King, and a warning from the Speaker.
Paula Bennett.
Oh, come on, there's the old fishwife over
there. Order. Honourable Paula Bennett. Unless you can stop interjecting across the House, I am going to ask you to leave the chamber.
Now from the chamber to the committee rooms, and this report from Rhys Lyon.
Assistant Auditor General Mike Scott appeared before the Health Committee as a follow-up to a previous report into the quality of rest home care.
Our December 2009 report essentially found that the certification of rest homes wasn't providing good and adequate assurance that rest homes were meeting the health and disability standards. And those standards set out the requirements for safe, reasonable quality care of residents.
Mr Scott put that report into context.
It's a significant issue, as I'm sure you know. At the time we did the original audit, there were 4,000 people living in rest homes and around about 715 rest homes. And at the time some high-profile cases of poor quality care were being reported. So they were essentially the reasons why we looked at it.
The Assistant Auditor General said the situation had improved, and that was partly due to better monitoring.
Spot audits have been introduced, and spot audits are unannounced audits. They are essentially audits which provide assurance about the ongoing rest home, that the rest home continues to meet the standards required.
Mr Scott said the Ministry of Health had also introduced a patient tracking program.
And that essentially selects residents to test the care and services that are being provided to them. So if I can give you an example, if a resident, for example, has a fall and is required to be taken to hospital, the auditor can test whether the procedures that should have been followed in working through what's required in terms of care have been followed. And in doing so, they will talk to the staff of the rest home, they'll talk to the relatives of the resident, they'll talk to the auditors and to the GP to ensure that everything's been followed as it should have been.
Assistant Auditor General Mike Scott delivering a follow-up report on rest home care to the Health Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. And in other committee news, the bill extending the status of marriage to all people regardless of sex, sexual orientation or gender identity is back from the Government Administration Committee with a recommendation that it be passed through all its remaining stages. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.